Well, the noon hour came and went. I heard the vigilantes out looking for me, but I laid low and they didn't find me. Finally, they went back to work. I'm sure that broke their hearts, having to do a little work for a change. When things quieted down, I heard Drover creeping around outside.
Hank, you down here? You can come out now.
I stuck my head through the crack in the door, checked all directions, and slithered out.
Oh, there you are. Boy, you sure got all mad up at the house. What did you do this time?
What do you mean, this time? This ain't something I do every day just for sport.
No, I guess not. What did you do this time?
I told him the story. And as you can see, Drover, I was just doing my job and they got no right to be sore at me.
I see what you mean. Let's see. You knocked over the cactus, you pulled the steak dish off the table, you busted the dish, you got blood all over the kitchen, and then you ate the steaks and knocked off the jelly jar. Well, what was Sally Mae so mad about?
See, that's my point right there. I mean, your reaction was the same as mine. I don't know. I just don't know. Maybe she and Loper had a fight this morning. Maybe the moon was in the wrong place.
Maybe she was worried about the end of the world.
Which brings us back to our investigation, Drover. And another little matter which you won't enjoy hearing about.
Uh-oh.
That's a good way to put it. Drover, I'm afraid I must point out to you that you left your post in a combat situation, ran to the machine shed, abandoned your superior when he was trapped in the house with a frenzied, dangerous, possibly crazy woman, and otherwise behaved in a disgraceful, chicken-hearted manner. Drover looked at his feet.
Well, I was scared, Hank. And
spare me the details. Ordinarily, this kind of cowardly behavior would have to be written up and put into your dossier. But I'm willing to forget the whole thing if you'll give me one small piece of information. His face brightened and he started wagging his stub tail.
Sure, Hank. Anything you want to know, just ask me anything.